From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting U.S. casualties in Afghanistan. One U.S. service member was killed and two wounded Tuesday during fighting in Afghanistan's Helmand province. U.S. defense officials said American Special Forces units were involved in an operation near the city of Marja. Peter Cook is a spokesman.
The situation in Helmand throughout Afghanistan remains challenging, but we are confident that the Afghan National Security and Defense Forces are continuing to develop the capabilities and capacity to secure the country against a persistent insurgent threat.
A military official says a helicopter sent to evacuate the wounded was unable to take off from Marja when a rotor struck a wall. An official said mortar fire prevented a second U.S. military medevac helicopter from landing. Authorities Tuesday recovered the bodies of at least 36 migrants who drowned off the coast of Turkey after their boats overturned in rough waters. The migrants were trying to reach the Greek island of Lesbos. 12 migrants were rescued. The UN mission in the Central African Republic says it is investigating new allegations of sexual exploitation and abuse by UN peacekeepers and international forces in the country's capital. The mission, known as MINUSCA, did not specify the allegations in Tuesday's statement, but said staff from the UN Children's Fund have met with four alleged victims, all girls, and are helping them obtain medical care and assessing their psychological needs. The Israeli military said a Palestinian stabbed a soldier Tuesday in the West Bank. The attacker was then shot and killed by troops. The attack in the Gush Etzion area was the latest in what has been nearly daily Palestinian attacks that has left more than 20 Israelis dead in the past 3 months. This is VOA News. India's defense minister said Tuesday a total of 6 militants have been killed after an attack on an airbase in northern India. He said the effort to secure the site was ongoing. As countries and militias line up behind regional power players Iran and Saudi Arabia, analysts say the diplomatic crisis is already having an impact on the region. Heather Murdoch has more.
Kuwait is the latest Sunni-dominated country to withdraw its ambassador from Iran, following Bahrain, Sudan, and the United Arab Emirates, which have all either cut ties or downgraded their relationships with Iran following an international dispute over Saudi Arabia's execution of Shiite cleric Nimr al-Nimr. After the Saturday execution, the Saudi embassy in Tehran was attacked, and Saudi Arabia severed diplomatic ties. Heather Murdoch, Cairo.
U.S. President Barack Obama has announced a series of measures meant to reduce gun violence, bypassing Congress on an issue that has sharply divided the American public. Mr. Obama rolled out the new policies Tuesday during a White House address where he chided lawmakers for failing to enact tighter gun control measures despite a wave of mass shootings.
We are the only advanced country on earth that sees this kind of mass violence erupt with this kind of frequency. It doesn't happen in other advanced countries.
The executive actions will require more gun sellers to get licenses and more gun buyers to undergo background checks. The measures will also tighten enforcement of existing gun laws, increase mental health treatment, and expand research into gun safety technology. U.S. gun sales have soared in recent weeks, with some buyers worried about terrorist attacks and others worried about President Barack Obama's imposition of new restrictions. Anti-government activists pressed on with their occupation of a wildlife reserve in the northwestern U.S. state of Oregon on Tuesday. The father and son at the center of the group's protest are distancing themselves from the activists. What began with a splinter group from peaceful protests backing local ranchers Dwight and Stephen Hammond has turned into a four-day standoff focusing on larger complaints about the way the federal government manages its own land, especially in western states. Peace talks between Burundi's government and the nation's opposition groups have been postponed. There has been no word on when they may resume. The talks, which opened in Uganda late last month, were set to continue Wednesday in Tanzania. A senior official in Burundi's Foreign Affairs Ministry says the government will not participate due to the inclusion of those who he said are supporting violence. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.